presented by MRG Concerts, CRTR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
I understand it happening once, Francis, but twice, you burn the stakes again, and those were expensive stakes.
Unibrow Arts Festival is back to shake things up in venues up and down Main Street, August 22nd to the 25th. Featuring 10 live comedy shows, an outdoor zine market, art shows, screenings, artist talks, a flash tattoo day, comedy DJs, and live musical performances. Check them out, won't you, at unibrowartsfest.com for more details.
Seriously, Francis, this was a T-bone steak we're talking about. It cost me almost $30. And you burned.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia to lead in Homasque Mustail.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Dealing with some technical issues already, right off the bat.
Right off the bat, yeah.
I came in the studio and I had to find a new stylus for the record player because one was broken. Mm-hmm. So we've got to have two. And then I look over and these are our outdated old CD players from 10, 15 years ago. They weren't here last week.
Mm.
But I'm happy they're here this week because there's like the function where they could stop after a song.
Yeah.
The new ones just keep playing. You have to actually watch the CD and stop it. So for whatever reason, that one skipped at the end. I apologize for that. We tried to play some Supergrass there.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Introduce yourself. Oh, introduce the show.
The show is the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM. Every Tuesday, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, playing punk and hardcore, as we've been doing since 1989. So it's been 30 years this year on air. And, of course, we're doing special programming throughout this year, actually, the last couple months steadily, having guest hosts come in and play their top 30 punk rock songs of all time. This week being no exemption, we have Gray Adams coming down here and hanging out and playing the songs for us.
This will be fun. Yeah, nice. Caught by the Fuzz, a great, great song by Supergrass. Maybe not necessarily considered a punk band, but, you know, arguably their punkiest song kind of has like an early Buzzcocks kind of vibe to it. Yeah, it's just one of those songs that the whole album really is kind of like an autopilot album. Like whenever I don't know what to put on, that's been my go-to for 25 years.
Perfect. And you just sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Then John Spencer Blues Explosion starting that set with a track called Identify.
Another one, John Spencer Blues Explosion. Maybe not necessarily, you know, the something that you think of immediately when it comes to punk, or maybe you do. I don't know. You know, he's a man of many colors. It's in my opinion maybe low key best New York hardcore song of the 90s.
Yeah, nice. And of course, the voice you're hearing is Greg. And why don't you just introduce yourself? Anyone out there doesn't know who you are.
My name is Gregory Adams. I am a longtime showgoer in the Lower Mainland. Probably since about 95 is probably when I first started going to shows. Since then, I've played in a handful of bands. Currently, I am a freelance writer in town with Ion Magazine, but out of town with Guitar World and Revolver.
Very nice. So, of course, we're going to be going back into Gregory's catalog of last 25, 30 years, probably.
Yeah, I'd say
and
so.
And going to dip in some classics, I hope, here.
I hope these are classics.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see what you have planned, so I'm getting really excited for this because it should be really good.
Let's do this.
All right, so up next on the Flex Your Head Show, this is Husker Du. We'll be right back. right, you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We have our guest host Gregory Adams in studio playing the top 30 punk rock songs of all time. Oh, we had one more to go. Damn it. I missed that one too.
I think we have several to go. There's 30.
But I wanted to play one more before that set, but we ended up with Dead Guy off the Victory Style number one compilation from Victory Records.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's kind of a dead format now, but like the label sampler of like the mid-90s, you know, yeah. Like everyone had them. You know, you had your Fat Records, your Epitaphs, the Rev Comp. The Victory one was I guess, a big one. It was kind of my first foray into the more metallic side of hardcore. Yeah.
And Victory being probably one of the bigger labels at the time.
Definitely.
In like 95, 96.
Yeah, yeah. The Dead Guy one, it just, you know, it struck out, you know, as quite frankly, the angriest of them. That guy sounds just intense.
Yeah, yeah. A little intense there.
Yeah, yeah. I hope he's okay now.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jesus Lizard before them with a track called Boilermaker.
Another one. I got into the Jesus Lizard like a little before I got into like the California skate punk kind of stuff. You know, definitely. I wish I had seen them at Lollapalooza '95. I would have been 14 at the time. Years later, I did see the reunion show at the Commodore. David Yao just immediately jumped in the crowd, shirtless, with some pointy cowboy boots. Just a real character, actor now too.
What has he been in?
He was in this movie last year called Under the Silver Lake. He kind of played this kind of mystical like gatekeeper. It's a movie all about, it's half murder mystery, but also kind of this labyrinthine. It's a big mystery. I won't spoil it.
Okay.
Maybe I just can't explain it well.
That's all right.
But David Yao's in it, and he's brilliant.
And then Husker Du started it set off the Zen Arcade record with Something I Learned Today.
Yeah. Husker Du, it actually took me years to actually hear the proper album. I remember being 14. My dad took me down to Track Records on Seymour.
Yeah.
And they were playing what ended up being a covers album of all these different bands from the Twin Cities covering Zen Arcade in full. So for years, like, that was how I understood that album. So there were like some interesting bands doing like no wave kind of skronky saxophone versions of these songs, and then like I listened to them, and I'm like the real Husker Du album, and it's like, it's great, but it's not a no wave record either, you know. So Something I Learned Today was one of the ones that did sound how it did on that covers record. Yeah. Brilliant album, super melodic, and pretty devastating on the whole. I love it.
Nice. Okay, once again, we got Gregory Adams in studio. We're playing his top 30 punk rock songs of all time. And we're going to start the next one off with a band from Florida. They're called Gouge Away. We'll be right back. We are back again with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. And that set off with a band called Pipe Bomb with Hatred for Authority.
Pipe Bomb, local band. They were actually literally the first hardcore band I had ever seen. Parking lot of BC Place, August of 1995, the NFA Skate Jam. Yeah. They were just, you know, raw, stupid, aggressive hardcore band, and I was 14, and I loved it. They sold spray-painted T-shirts of basically just like the like, you know, like the caution exploding sign, you know, that you see on like aerosol.
Yeah.
But they also had a different stencil, so I also had them stencil the shirt that I was wearing with the separate one, which was more just like the cartoon bomb. Not an actual pipe bomb.
Like a round circular bomb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, with the fuse. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a ridiculous old hardcore record. The last time I was on Flex Your Head, which was maybe 20 years ago, me and Lucas from Reserve 34 specifically came on to play that song.
Nice. And that was the only reason Eric had you on, was just to play that?
I don't think Eric wanted us to play the song, but that was our plan. We're like, oh, we gotta play some pipe bomb.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you did, and then I played it again.
Yeah,
so I did two for two.
Batting 100 here.
There you go. Awesome. Yeah. Government Issue before them in a set off the Flex Your Head compilation record with Lie, Cheat, and Steal.
I honestly don't really know a ton about Government Issue. It's just one of those banging tracks off the classic Flex Your Head album.
Yeah, always happy to play something off that record.
Totally.
Bad Brains, of course, before them off their self-titled debut with The Big Takeover.
Possibly the most exhilarating intro in all of hardcore.
It is a great
debatable.
One. Yeah,
debatable.
It's a very good one.
My gosh.
There was recently a video that kind of came to light of that track being played live in New York City.
Yeah.
And just the crowd reaction was amazing, just to watch how many people were stage diving and just having the time of their lives during that intro.
Before the drop too, like just the build up, just the feedback, they're already going crazy.
Yeah, as soon as the music started, anything started, they were going for it. And I was like, oh, it's just so cool. Then Gouge Away from Florida, starting that set off the Burnt Sugar release with Only Friend.
Yeah, they're a great, modern hardcore band. They were in town just a couple months ago. They opened a show at the Vogue Theater. But I'd also had spoken with Christina, the vocalist, last fall for a piece in Revolver. So I'm just want to shout out, a hardworking, excellent, excellent hardcore band.
Yes, definitely. It's always good to have new stuff on the show as well.
For sure.
Yeah. Up next on the Flex Your Head show, we're actually going to play some Reserve 34. And I think this is from actual CITR radio.
Yeah. So this is in the old building. They went on for Radio Thunderbird Hell. The early fall 1996 came in, played their set. It's definitely a period. I think a lot of people, if they do remember Reserve 34, they remember like just like super fast, like almost youth crew-ish, mm-hmm. but with you know their own spin on it. But like early on, they were like any old scrappy teenage punk band. They were still learning their stuff. They're still learning their instruments. It was a work in progress, but like it was beautiful to see. And honestly, one of the most inspiring things for myself to want to become a musician was meeting up with these guys. They used to practice on a house on 16th, just before you get into the UBC property.
Mm-hmm.
And every Friday, the four of them would bang out these same like 9 or 10 songs. And then myself and Kyle DeVille, who played guitar in Blue Monday, like we would take the SkyTrain from Surrey, get to New West, pick up two other guys, Matt and Nick. Then the four of us would bus out to UBC, watch them practice, and then it would just be, you know, eight ridiculous kids going crazy on a Friday night.
Perfect. Sounds like good times.
Yeah.
All right. So this next track is Reserve 34.
This is one of Lucas's favorite songs.
I wrote it and I hate it.
And it's called I'm Only a Kid, and it's also a moldy oldie from back in the day.
Okay,
they're Irish laws and Irish ways.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy. Boing. Yep.
Montreal's electropop duo Milk and Bone play the Fox Cabaret on August 30th. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com and Red Cat Records. Presented by MRG Concerts, CITR Radio, and Discorder Magazine.
Remember late last night, we were jumping the curbs in the parking lot. We shared some good times and some bad, but we always knew.
think I could get up on my own. I don't think so. Do you think I could find my way back home? I don't think so. One day soon, you would look back. Maybe, maybe even lose your head and realize in what they said. When you find yourself looking down and you run around looking for someone.
We are back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Ended it off with a quick blast with the Dead Kennedys.
Nothing much to say. It's the Dead Kennedys. You know, I think that's the main riff. Just that ascending riff is just one of the creepiest sounding things because East Bay Ray just has wild tone.
Yeah.
Full chords, which, you know, it's not just a basic power chord. Like, he's got all those weird, weird extra notes that maybe aren't supposed to be there, just all flat across the strings.
I love that record from start to finish too. It's short, it's fast, and it's over before you know it, kind of.
Absolutely.
Thing. Absolutely,
it's great.
Yeah. We played Religious Vomit off that one, and then Dumb before that off the Club Nights with Beef Hits.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a summer for Mint Records. They released both this Dumb record, which is just fantastic. And the Necking record, which is also great. I went with this one. I recently did a piece for Bandcamp as just kind of a label overview, just highlighting some of the treasures on there, you know? So I mentioned the Dumb record, I mentioned the Necking record, but also, you know, so the beginnings of the label too, you know, your Cubs and Smugglers and everything in between. I guess Those are the kind of the poles, yeah.
Gob, another Vancouver band before them in the sets, off their first release, I believe, with Custer's Last One Night Stand.
Yeah, kind of a Mint. Yeah, the song was released on Mint, but on their album. But I have a great love for Gob. I went to high school in Wally, and just about three blocks away from the high school, there was an A&B Sound, and Tom Thacker worked there. So he was kind of like my entry point into, you know, here's a guy that's playing shows, here's a guy that's touring. And I kind of just went in there just as this bratty little kid, just being like, hey, Tom, you know, what would you recommend? And he's like, I don't know, Screeching Weasel? Like, I'm working. Like, please stop this. But he was also, you know, very, very kind over the years. My first band, The Self Esteem Project, he helped put some shows on for them. He took me on tour for a little leg with Gob one time to make some money for a Red Light Sting tour, which was a band that I sang in for a number of years as well. So nothing but great love for Gob.
Nice. And then, of course, Reserve 34 starting that set off a live set they played here at Thunderbird Radio Hell at the old building at the Sub with a track called I'm Only a Kid.
Yeah. Yeah, Reserve 34 is my favorite band. I was gonna use the you know, in Vancouver, but no, I'm gonna say it. Reserve 34, they're my favorite band.
Yeah, you got that. You say you mentioned earlier you hung out with them all the time.
Yeah,
you got that good connection with the band.
Yeah. No, it was you know, very, very formative experience meeting all those guys and, you know, playing shows with their band, with my old bands, and a great band.
Perfect. Once again, you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We have Gregory Adams in studio playing his top 30 punk rock songs of all time. And up next on the list is NOFX.
Turn this place into a den.
And you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Doing a special show again today. We have Gregory Adams in studio playing his top 30 punk rock songs of all time. And we ended off with the Swing Kids.
We ended off with Hot Snakes.
Oh, Hot Snakes.
Hot Snakes. Before that, it was Swing Kids. But they're I guess bands that are kind of in the same why am I blanking on a word here? Yeah, they're both from San Diego. That's where I'm going. Okay. They're both San Diego bands. Swing Kids was members of Unbroken and guys that would eventually be in the Locust. But they started this band as kind of like a homage to John Reese from Drive Like Jehu. It's a very Drive Like Jehu influenced band, just sort of clattering kind of punk rock. And Hot Snakes is the band that John Reese started after Drive Like Jehu.
Nice.
With some of the same members.
Okay. And then before that, we had the Swing Kids, of course. We had Hot Snakes and Swing Kids.
Yeah.
And then Ink and Dagger.
Ink and Dagger. Amazing, amazing band. Very, very theatrical. They had the whole vampire vibe. They played it up that they were these vampires, you know, but modern vampires, playing this very out there, awkwardly timed, unique, dark, powerful, scary music.
Yeah.
They came to Vancouver a handful of times. I never saw them in their, like, I guess, prime when they were working with, like, the full theme, but they were a little more spacey when I saw them, but still no less compelling.
Yeah. And then we started that set off with NOFX off the Fuck the Kids 7-inch with a track called To Unglue.
It would be untruthful to say that, you know, I didn't start off my punk rock journey with you know, skate punk. You know, just coming out of I guess the Green Day boom into like the Epitaph bands. NOFX is still one that I listen to. It's just sloppy. This is their sloppiest record. It was done just off the cuff. Like, I think it was all recorded live. No extra takes. Yeah, just silly. Wonderful punk rock.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see them there just a couple months ago when they played here in Vancouver again?
No, I was at a family wedding. But yeah, that would have been interesting to see. I've seen them a handful of times. Last time was probably about 10 years ago. I saw them play The Decline at the Commodore. So why not? Yeah.
And I think there's an actual there's a documentary coming out from that Craft Beer Fest, if anyone's interested, with NOFX and all the other bands that have played. I've seen the trailer and it looked pretty interesting. So if you're into that whole NOFX scene still, and you should check it out. It's probably gonna be a pretty good documentary.
Yeah, yeah. Did you read the book?
No, I didn't.
It was interesting. It was actually surprisingly heavy. It was a very heavy read, which you wouldn't expect. Which is, I guess, maybe why they went that way. But yeah, it's ooh.
Was it about NOFX or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Migraine. Yeah. Yeah. No. It's about all NOFX. Okay. But yeah, I just read it maybe about a month ago. But yeah, they've seen and done some shit. It's an intense read.
Yeah, I should pick that one up then.
Yeah.
Cool. Next on the Flex Your Head Show, this band is called the VSS.
Stop! mother's womb, just like any other room. Made a promise for a new life, made a victim out of your life. When you tap on the door and it drips to the floor, and you feel you can touch, all the noise is too much, and the seas that are so are no longer your own. Just a minor operation to force a final ultimatum. Thousand words are spoken loud, reset up to fool the crowd. When you walk down the street and the sound not so sweet, and you wish you could hide, maybe go for a ride to some big show arcade where the features are paid. A nightmare situation, infiltrate imagination. Smacks of past holy wars, by the war we've broken laws. The leaders of men, born out of your frustration. The leaders of men, just a strange infatuation. The leaders of men, made a promise for a new life. No savior for our sakes, to crush the eternities of hate. Self-induced manipulation, to crush all thoughts of my salvation.
We're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM, doing Gregory Adams' top 30 punk rock songs of all time with a really quick blast there from The Locust.
Yeah. Locust, great band. They actually just, so they're an old San Diego band, started in the mid-90s. Very interesting, like, grind with, like, a keyboard presence, which was, I guess, very unique at the time, kind of thing. Definite trailblazers of sound. They were kind of on hiatus for like the last 10 years or so, but they just announced a handful of reunion dates at like festivals. Those should be interesting. Hopefully there's more music.
Is there anything close to the Northwest here for them?
One of them is in Spain.
Oh, okay. That's not close.
The other one is Desert Days, which I think is in California, but possibly not.
Okay. So yeah. Nothing close by.
Nothing
then.
Super close. Okay. Yeah.
Joy Division before them in the set with Leaders of Men.
I don't know what else there is to say about Joy Division, but you know, very, very early, like the very early period. This feels like a running theme, but yeah, it's just a really scary song. Yeah.
The VSS was before them off Gravity 25 with I Cut My Teeth.
Yeah, they were another band in California that were kind of mixing hardcore with keyboards and, you know, sort of a goth presence. Half of the band were in a band called Angel Hair before that were very noisy, very screamy, but they also did like a Bauhaus cover in the middle of their record. Mm-hmm. So VSS seemed like this natural extension of that, and very, very influential band in their own right as well. Like my band, The Red Light Sting, like probably would not have existed without that band. And then a handful of other, like I can name a number of other bands that, mm-hmm. that were very much influenced by that band too, but personally, yeah, quite influential. Yeah.
Ass Factor 4 before them off the Smoked Out 7-inch with Goody's Power.
They're not a band that I really know a ton about. They're from the Carolinas, I believe South Carolina. It's just, I used to so Kyle DeVille, recurring theme here too. The two of us grew up in you know, we went to high school together. We would go downtown, buy records, generally at a record store called Washout, which was on Granville Street. We would buy a couple records each, go back to usually his place, listen to the records, and then this was one that he bought that I got to listen to every time I went to his house, so I never like accumulated it over the years. So I've been on the hunt, you know, for quite some time. This first song is just really wild. Yeah, it's the guitar harmonies on it, you know, just the pacing, the back and forth on it. It's stuck with me, even though it's not a something I listen to all the time because I don't really have it. But I guess that's the beauty of YouTube. We got that one from YouTube.
Yeah.
To tell the audience.
With technology today, we could possibly find anything we ever could imagine either on Bandcamp or YouTube or Spotify or something along those lines.
A marvelous age.
It's wonderful. Yeah. And it feels like we cheat sometimes. But Jasmine starting that set off a split with Elements of Need with a track called Heritage.
They're a French band from somewhere in France. I can't remember where exactly. Definitely not Paris. Sort of in the same way that I'd mentioned that the VSS was very influential to one of the bands I was in. This one was extremely influential to the first band I was in called the Self-Esteem Project. Me and Kyle really fell in love with this weird French fast hardcore sound, and we're shamelessly ripping it off at the time.
All right, you're listening to the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. We have Gregory Adams in studio playing his top 30 punk rock songs of all time, and up next, he has The Damned.
Stab your back, 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 stab your back.
Come on.
All right, you're back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. Ending that set off with The Misfits.
How can you go wrong with The Misfits?
You can't.
I am admittedly like a late in life Misfits fan. Like I knew they existed. I was familiar with, you know, some of the hits, you know, but never did a real deep dive until really only 3 or 4 years ago. And then it's classic stuff, you know. Yeah. It's the staple of the genre, but it's undeniable.
Yeah, it's good stuff out there.
I'm wondering, do you have any interest in seeing what could very well be their second to last show in Seattle?
I do and I don't.
Yeah,
I just don't want to pay the money. I'm that kind of weird guy like that. Right? I don't want to spend a lot of money to see what could be a good show or what could be disappointing to me in some ways.
They have giant pumpkins on the stage. Set design is incredible.
Yeah. Is it?
I did an interview with an artist named Chewy Hartman. He does these on-site drawings of punk rock shows. So he'll you know be on the side of the stage drawing like Have Heart or Angel Dust, you know.
Really?
But he did like a Misfits one like when they played LA like a couple months ago, and it's just this very ornate watercolor painting of the Misfits. He's super super interesting guy, and I would suggest looking him up. Chewy Hartman. He's on Instagram.
Cool. You definitely check that one out. The Ramones, of course, before them in the set with the track called Chainsaw.
It's again, what else can you say about the Ramones? It's you know, it's pop music. Brilliant, fast, buzzy pop music.
Yeah, that influenced a hell of a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
And I just mentioned to you earlier, just before this, that there's a new documentary series. I think it's on HBO or Crave, one of the two. But it's called Punk. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's ended with, it's up to about 1978 right now in the two episodes.
Yeah.
And the first one had to do with Iggy Pop and MC5 and New York Dolls and the Ramones. And the next one was when Ramones went to England. And it introduced like the Sex Pistols and the Clash and the Slits and everybody else. And then they came to America. And that's where it ended right now. So I'm really looking forward to the next one because it's pretty much a timeline of punk rock so far.
Now, did it explain why in that song, Chainsaw, he pronounces it as not as Massacre, but Massacre? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I don't know, but that's not the first time I've heard that either.
Because
Alice's Restaurant Massacre from
Guthrie. There you go.
He
there's part of the lineage. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that
I'm not sure if it's an East Coast thing, because Arlo was from the East Coast as well.
They call their sprinkles Jimmies, you know? It's one of those things.
Yeah, weird. I think Smarties or something else as well.
Hoagies, Grinders, that whole debate, Subway sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwich. There you go. Pronounce it right there.
Yeah,
sandwich.
The D. You got to pronounce the D.
You got to pronounce it.
Yeah, not sandwich.
Yeah.
There you go.
Unless you're on the East Coast.
Yeah, then it's all different. It's all up for grabs.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the Ramones, we heard X with "I'm Coming Over."
Just this is, you know, the classic block. You know, like this is definitely you know, some strong old punk. X, obviously, a very, you know, important, potent band from early punk and hardcore scene in L.A. You know, this is just a quick blast as well. Yeah,
yeah. And then we started off with the Damned. Was Stab Your Back.
Classic.
Yeah. Like you say, the whole set was just the building blocks of punk rock.
That Damned record is great. Like, it's, you know, arguably the first English punk record, like full length. It sounds like The Who to me. Like, it has this real, like, sloppy Brit Invasion thing to it that remarkable record. Yeah.
All right, we're doing Gregory Adams' top 30 punk rock songs of all time, and we're going to start the next one off with a band called Devo.
Are we not men?
We are.
are emo. Are we not men? EVO. Are we not men? We are emo.
Just yell.
And we are back with the Flex Your Head Show here on CITR 101.9 FM, doing Gregory Adams' top 30 punk rock songs of all time, and ending it with a really quick blast there from Agnostic Front with In Control.
I don't think I've listened to any record more than I've listened to the United Blood 7-inch. Like which isn't that hard. You know, it's not hard to rack up those listens when like it's only about a 5 or 6 minute EP.
Yeah, nice and short.
But I started listening to this record. Got into New York hardcore kind of through skateboarding videos that had like Sick of It All on it and that kind of stuff. And that just kind of naturally led into finding like Agnostic Front. And this is from the CD, which is the Last Warning concert CD, which also has this 7-inch at the end. I don't really love the live part of the CD, to be perfectly honest, but this is just raw, furious, sloppy, untrained, feral hardcore, and my earliest memories are being at Kyle DeVille at his place with another friend named Luke, and we would put this on and just like mosh in his kitchen. it was like, oh yeah, put it on, throw it on.
Yeah,
and just go wild.
Yeah. Before Agnostic Front, we heard Pissed Jeans with False Jesse Part 2.
Band from Pennsylvania, a great sub pop band. I feel like there's been a running theme. They're just a really uncomfortable, gnarly, scary band, singing about very mundane things, which makes it even more uncomfortable than if they were singing about like goblins or anything like that. You know, it's just the horrors of boring life.
And then Devo starting that set off with a track called Jocko Homo.
Devo is, you know, really, really where it all starts, in a sense. I listen to mainstream pop, and I listen to like 80s hip hop when, you know, back in the 80s. They just called it hip hop then. They didn't call it 80s hip hop. I have a distinct memory of being about 9, and we had just got Much Music. So I was watching it, you know, around the clock, and they used this video. So this is a video of Devo's Jocko Homo. It was like this student film that they made in the mid 70s. And I remember they just used to throw this on at the end of like programming blocks on Much Music all the time, just to kill whatever 2 minutes kind of thing. And the first time I saw it, just this very surreal, like it's Mark Mothersbaugh is like this fake science teacher teaching this like class, and they're all wearing like weird sunglasses and face masks and stuff like that. It was just the weirdest, craziest thing I had ever heard. And I remember like running downstairs and telling my dad, I was like, Dad, I have a new favorite band. They're called Devo. And he did not get it at all. your parents don't have to get your music, I guess. No. Yeah. But it's been, you know, even before punk, like I was into Devo. I would rent the video from a collection of videos from Blockbuster, like obsessively, just to watch these songs. Yeah.
Nice. So we have one track left, but I want to thank you first for coming down and hanging out for the last hour and a half or so and playing your music. It's been fun.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I definitely appreciate it. You know, Flex Your Head is a legacy. I'm very, very honored to be on it. You know, it's amazing the work that, you know, Eric started and then that you continue to this day. It's really something.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, your last track will be Integrity.
Love Integrity.
Yeah.
It's Jwid's got the most intense like foghorn scream, you know, it's just
so good,
so powerful. I many people, I saw Integrity at the Biltmore just a few months ago. First time I'd ever seen them, it was intense. It felt like waiting a lifetime to see it, and it was a hell of a show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like you say, then Jwid still has that voice.
Yeah,
all these years later, he has not lost it at all.
Integrity played Psycho Las Vegas over the weekend with the Misfits. But there's I follow Jwid on Instagram, and he has this video of him doing a sound check of, oh my gosh, what song?
Not Hollow.
Hybrid Moments. He, okay. No. It's okay. He's sound checking with the Misfits. So he does Hybrid Moments, but in the Jwid voice. Like it's wild. So it's just this like eternal like, but yeah, it's for what is, you know, ostensibly just like a 50s pop song sped up, you know, but it was magical. I
got to Jwid. Check that out.
Incredible vocalist. Yeah.
All right. So once again, thank you for coming down and hanging out, and we'll leave you with this last track. Which track was it?
Search for Divinity, last song on Systems Overload.
Track 12.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So this is Integrity, and we'll see you guys next week.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham and I put it in a pot of boiling water and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Nourishing radio.
So watery. And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
got breakfast in bed. Only substitute breakfast for rhymes. And swap that cozy nest for your head. Bless. Heads bob like animals on a carousel. I slowly woke from a dream, noticing the parallels. Gently down the stream, floating on a whale's back. Wind whispering like P. Diddy, saying, take that. Up north, reverberating like a lake cracked. I watched my name roll away on the train track.
Who found gold? Who was the dummy who put a price on it? Made a life lesson. That's life lessons that I should know. Notably writing books, the way these lines tell stories. Get goosebumps from the chills. Just chill like it. Chills from side effects of a pill that